FM Davis.
And you can also stream on KDRT.org.
Hello, hello. We have a pretty interesting show for you guys today.
That's right. So finals week is approaching, and because this is a student-led radio show, we're doing our finals today and next week. So we're doing a bunch of radio plays.
Yep. It may seem daunting, but this should be pretty enjoyable. So, yeah, in the meantime, we're going to be here just, you know, making sure you have someone to listen to until the theater is actually ready to go. Have you ever experienced a theater, like, gone in person or?
I've been to a bunch of Broadway productions, actually.
Which ones?
Went to the preview of SpongeBob SquarePants, the musical.
What?
Yeah. I don't know if many people know that SpongeBob had a musical.
I did not know that.
Super interesting. The music was by David Bowie and John Legend and Lady Antebellum. So it was super interesting. Yeah. That was my favorite one. But I also saw Wicked. But
what was the plot of that?
It was SpongeBob basically trying to prevent the destruction of Bikini Bottom. And it's weird. But yeah, it's SpongeBob and Patrick and Sandy climbing up a mountain. It's almost a Sisyphean thing where they have to climb up and stop a boulder from rolling down a hill or something like that. It was a while ago, but it was really good.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to have the theater ready in about 10 minutes, but in... Oh, 10 seconds, my fault. Yeah, so I hope you guys enjoy.
My name is Marty Payne, and today we have Flopped, presented by Lass.
Good morning, USA, and welcome to back to Hidden Ingredient, the cooking show where we bring on a master chef and their mentee to cook a dish of their choosing while we throw in a surprise ingredient. Today, we have Hidden Ingredient veteran Mary Penny and her new assistant chef, Bob Beadle.
Hello, everyone! Woo! I'm Mary Penny, and I'm so stinking happy to be back this morning for my fifth feature here on Hidden Ingredient. As you all know, I just finished my international book tour for my new cookbook, Marry Me Chicken, 50 Chicken Dish Recipes Guaranteed to Get You a Husband. I dedicated this book to my late father, master chef, and former host of Kitchen of Hell, Gordon Penny. I'm here with my new apprentice, Bob. So, Bobblehead, why don't you introduce yourself?
Of course, Mary. Hello, everyone. I'm Bob. I've been cooking for 30 years, working in kitchens all over the world, trained under some of the best chefs, perfected countless recipes, and I...
That's great, Nob. Now, let's get started on this dish. It's a simple recipe from my cookbook, Marry Me Chicken, 50 Chicken Dish Recipes Guaranteed to Get You a Husband. But production throws surprises your way as you cook. This is your first rodeo, after all, so you wouldn't know that, would you?
Sounds good, Chef Mary. Can you hand me my reading glasses?
I'm sure you're fine without them. After all, Big Belly Bob, you have over 30 years of experience under your extra large belt, and I've seen you cook without them before.
Well, yeah, but I usually wear contacts, and this morning I couldn't find
them. No, Bobo. I'm sure you'll be fine. The show must go on. Now let's get started.
Great job, Mary. You're doing so well.
Oh, you know, Aaron, it comes with the job, and the job comes naturally.
Since you've got it covered, I'll just step back into production booth and watch.
So what's next? I can't read this without my glasses, I think.
You're fine. Just put all the stuff into a bowl. Add some flour, then we'll use it to cook our chicken. Remember, Bobby boy, I'm here to let the audience know what's going on. And you're here to prove yourself.
Okay, this looks good. Can you hand me the chicken, chef?
As you can see... Well, unless you're our blind assistant chef, Bob, Beadle time is ticking.
Tick, 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 tick. No worries. I've cooked under pressure plenty of times, Aaron. Anywho, it's Bob Tastic who's under pressure tonight. I'm here to ensure he doesn't make me look bad.
If I remember correctly, the next step is to fry the battered chicken for about 5 minutes on each side. Let me fire up the burner and throw in some butter.
Interesting choice. See here, folks, Bob decided to use butter instead of olive oil. Butter gives the chicken a nice flavor profile.
Man, oh man, does Big Back Bob love his butter. See, I personally would have used olive oil, as all of my recipes in Marry Me Chicken, 50 Chicken Dish Recipes Guaranteed to Get You a Husband, do. But Bob's not as concerned about his figure as I am.
If only I had my glasses, I'd be able to see which ingredients I'm reaching for.
All right, calm down, Bert. We all have our roles. You cook the chicken, and I entertain. Besides, how dull do you have to be to think olive oil and butter feel the same? But hey, maybe the butter will burn a little faster. At least this dish will be done sooner.
It seems that Mary has forgotten she's in the presence of a live audience. I'm not sure I've seen this behavior on the air before.
I'm not so sure that's how it works, Mary. I mean...
Relax! It's all part of the fun. Do you smell that? That's the smell of perfectly cooked chicken.
Things are burning up in the kitchen, and I'm not just talking about the stovetop, but do you all smell that?
Oh my gosh, it's burning. Take it out, take it out. I told you this was going to happen. Do you even know how to cook, Mary?
Balls. This was supposed to be your time to prove yourself. Why weren't you keeping an eye on the chicken? It's completely burnt. You're going to give me and my book a bad reputation.
I tried, but I don't have my glasses. I was the one who told you.
We'll be fine. We'll figure something out. Maybe let's just add the secret surprise special ingredient.
This morning's hidden ingredient was actually that we hid Assistant Chef Bob Beetle's glasses.
Well, if you'd give me my...
Great idea, Bob. Can you grab the special ingredient for us now?
Well, I can't exactly see right, Mary. Just this once, can you do your job? And...
Hello? Yes? This is she. Oh my gosh, Mario! No. I'm not busy right now. Ugh, Mario. I'm never too busy for you.
Plot twist. Mary is taking a phone call. I'm not sure we've seen anything like this before on Hidden Ingredient.
Please, Chef. We're live. Can you please hang up? Please. I will lose my offer to go on Kitchen of Hell if we don't do this right.
Dobby! Can't you see him on the phone? Ugh, sorry, babes. It's this good-for-nothing assistant.
Well, it seems like Chef Mary has her priorities all muddled up. Let's see how this plays out.
Chef, I need my glasses. I don't know which.
I swear, I will have your fired. You can forget about Kitchen of Hell. I'm on the phone. Sorry, my assistant knows nothing. Dinner? Tonight? Well, I can move some things around. Chicken? No, you know I hate chicken. Take me to a nice steakhouse. Okay, smooches. I'll see you in 20.
Our guests can't seem to get it together. And Mary Penny, author of Marry Me Chicken, 50 Chicken Dish Recipes Guaranteed to Get You a Husband, hates chicken? Folks, you are tuned in for one hell of an episode.
Boo!
Uh-oh, Mary. I think the audience isn't too happy about this.
What? Aw, please. They love me. This is about your incompetence and forgetting your glasses the one time you need them.
I didn't forget them. They're somewhere around here.
It seems as if the crowd is turning against our guests. Perhaps they expected a properly cooked meal?
Or maybe a chef who actually does their job. Or a real secret ingredient. Did production take my glasses? Yeah, Aaron. I can hear everything you're saying.
Uh-oh, folks. I must have hit the hot mic at some point.
Oh, come on. So now you choose to speak up, Bobby boy? In front of a live audience? In front of my peers? This is ridiculous. I will destroy you.
Boo. I'm sick of it, Mary. I'm not going to let you ruin my career over this.
Robert Beadle, if you don't can it right this moment, I will.
You'll what? You already said you'd destroy me, but you just destroyed yourself, lady. I'm over it. Mary's a no-good, alcoholic, nepo baby fraud. Oh, and I wrote Marry Me Chicken, 50 chicken dish recipes guaranteed to get you a husband.
This is absurd. I'm a professional. Sure, I enjoy a glass of wine every now and then, but you signed a non-disclosure agreement stating you would never tell anyone about the cookbook.
Maybe we should have thrown in some habanero peppers or something and let Bob Beadle keep his glasses. I did not think this was how it was going to play out.
Rabbit, let's just wrap this up. I have places to be.
It seems that Mary thinks she can redeem herself after that display. Let's see what Bob has to say about that.
Mary, I'm done. I'm done with the nicknames. I'm done with the abuse. I'm done working with you. For you. I'm suing you for the rights to my cookbook.
Well, that went right where I expected it to go.
After this, I swear to you, Beans, you will never touch a pan or a knife or an oven mitt ever again in your life. Bob. Please, stop throwing things. Please, this isn't what it looks like. It's just a miscommunication.
Mary seems to have forgotten that she and Bob are in the presence of a live audience who can hear everything she says.
Where the hell did you get all these tomatoes? I promise this isn't me. It's all Bob. He's not committed to his career. Meanwhile, me? I'm practically married to them. Married to this show. I'm married to this show and my book and the kitchen.
Clearly, the audience is not having it with Mary. Could this be her big career-ending morning?
Aaron, you know full and well we've worked on this team together for the past 5 years, and I practically fund this dumb show. I can hear you, you.
Oh, what's that? Are they cutting to commercial? Well, folks, we'll see you after this short break.
Bob.
All right, great job, everybody.
All right, that was our first theater production of the day. We do have one more for you guys, but in the meantime, because there's going to be some setup, we'll keep you and give you a little bit of music.
Yeah.
I hope you guys enjoy. We'll be right back.
Jason Street is a street where the folks, they all meet and do all these line of dreams by the table over the yes, it's on the other yes, bamboo. It's a treat swinging on Basin Street. Take it, Billy Kyle. Thanks.
Hello, hello. We have around a minute and a half before we go to our next theater.
Yeah, the last one was pretty interesting. It was really funny.
It was really funny. We hope the audio came out good for you guys. We're working hard over here to make sure everything goes as smoothly as possible.
Yeah, and they're setting a high bar for what we have to do next week.
Yeah, we are Radio Rebel talking right now, and we will be performing next Thursday.
So tune in.
Tune in. Ours is going to be about that? Bigfoot.
Yes, it is, because we share a love of cryptids and supernatural stuff.
Yes.
But is Bigfoot the only one you believe in, or is it like...
Well, I wouldn't say I believe in Bigfoot, but I do love watching people who do believe in Bigfoot, because they swear by everything that Bigfoot is real.
Which is fair on them if they feel like they saw something, you know?
I mean, hey, you know, if they're that emotional about it, and if they got footage of it...
I feel like I had a ghost encounter, so, you know.
Must be real.
Yeah, it must be real.
It must be real. I mean, when you get that shot of a little blur 50 feet away from the camera in the brush.
Exactly.
How could it not be Bigfoot?
If you see a weird orb.
Yep. It's probably Bigfoot. I would hide. Yeah, but ours is going to be along those lines. But now we're ready for the theater play to begin, so we're going to leave you to it.
Yeah, please enjoy.
All right, and we are back with Rabid Radio Relay, presented by Saz.
Okay, welcome back, folks, to the Rapid Radio Relay, the show where we bring you and bring to you the brightest minds, the most angelic voices, and of course, an occasional live disaster. Let's all hope we avoid that tonight, why don't we? On tonight's show, we have a most fantastic lineup of guests just for you. First up, we'll have someone most known for their amazing taste in cuisine, a connoisseur of fine dining, one of the most renowned food critics in the world, Sophie Bidewell!
Oh, hello everyone. So lovely to be here. And then, you must try this travel infused chips. They're perfect.
Well, Sophie, let's get started. As a food critic, what do you think about the latest season of Chef Supreme? Any chefs you really like?
Oh, definitely. This season has been so exciting. There's this one chef, Marco. His cooking is amazing. He uses this technique called soul slide, where he cooks food in a water bath. It's always perfect. And his plating, so beautiful.
Okay, that's great, Sophie. So what are you drinking something, Sophie? Sorry.
Yes, this sparkling water is so good. It has elderflower and lemon, very refreshing, you know? Thus, even drinks can be an art.
Right, back to Chef Supreme. What about the challenges this season? Any dishes you loved?
Oh, the dessert challenge was amazing. Marco made this chocolate lava cake, warm, gooey, and just the right amount of sweet. But there was also the chef, Priya, who made a deconstructed tiramisu. It was so creative. Oh, sorry, just eating this biscuit.
Okay, right. Let's talk about the judges this season. What do you think about their comments?
Don't be a hurry. Just a little cookie break. Did you know that you should always eat a cookie bar while breaking it off? It's the most stress-relieving and tasty way. You should try it, Vince.
Right. I'm good, thanks. Let's try to focus, okay?
Yeah, the judge this season has been, you know, too nice, in my opinion. I mean, Marco is great, but some of the other chefs are making mistakes, like under-seasoned food or messy plating. This judge should be tougher.
Sophie!
Oh, Vince, you need to know that food is all about experience. The flavors, the texture, like the cookie bar, crispy, salty, and...
Okay, that's it. We're taking a break.
Wait, Vince, where are you going? I'm just getting to the good part. Don't you want to try this fantastic cookie bar?
We'll be right back, folks. Okay, everybody. Welcome back. After that amazing culinary adventure, we've got another treat for you all tonight. You've seen him in blockbusters. You've laughed at his comedy specials. And tonight, he's here to share a little bit of that star-studded life with us. Please welcome the ever-so-charming, albeit a little bit jittery tonight, the one and only Cliff Barnaby!
Hi. Hi, everyone. Thanks for the introduction. I'm really, really excited to be here. Maybe a little too excited.
Hey, what's that in the audience? Excuse me, could we have some quiet in here? Now then, Cliff, we're thrilled to have you. Now, you've been quite busy lately. Mm-hmm. Could you tell us a bit about your recent film projects that's been creating quite the buzz?
Oh, yeah, the film. So, it's a screening experience. And we shoot in some really remote locations. And I had to do some pretty intense stunts myself. Oh, sorry, my bad. Sorry about that.
No worries at all. It sounds like an intense project. How did you prepare for such challenging roles?
Well, you know, I do a lot of mental preparations, meditations. You know, studying the scripts night and after night, and trying not to drink too much coffee. Didn't quite stick to that last part today.
It happens to the best of us. Speaking of preparation, I've heard you're a bit of a method actor. Is there a particular routine you follow to really get into character?
Oh, yes, absolutely. For this last role, I actually lived in the wilderness for a week. Just me, the trees, and a lot of bugs. It was enlightening. And also, that really gets you in the right-hand space, you know?
Wow, that's dedication. Now, with your hectic schedule, how do you find time to unwind?
Unwind, right, that's important. I try to do like some yoga, listen to music, maybe even cook a little, anything to keep my mind off, well, everything. Oops, sorry, went down the wrong pipe.
Take it easy there. Last thing before we let you off the hot seat. Any upcoming projects we should be excited about?
Yeah, actually, I'm working on a new TV series where I play a very interesting character. Let's just leave it at all. More details coming soon.
Wow, quite mysterious and intriguing, as always, Barnaby. Thanks for giving us a glimpse into your world, Cliff. Folks, let's hear it one more time for him. We'll be right back after these messages. And now, ladies and gentlemen, our final guest of the evening, she's an expert in, well, everything, give a warm welcome to Lila Lechterlore.
Oh, Vince, I'm so glad you invite me. Did you know that the origins of radio broadcasting date back to the early 19th centuries when...
Oh, no.
Which, if you think about it, it connects deeply to how our modern social structures evolve. Speaking of evolution, didn't you know that the earliest known written record dates back to the 3100 BC? It just reminded me of...
Lila, maybe we should.
Oh, I just love how the world is interconnected. Speaking of love, did you know romantic love when actually classified as a neurological phenomenon? Oh, that just really reminds me of...
Lila, please.
And speaking of the neuroscience, did you know that brain wave can be altered by a center frequency of sound? It's truly fascinating. Because when you look at the structure of the audio cortex...
I need a vacation. What now? Oh, no.
Oh, no, I dropped my just chocolates.
Wait, I can't see anything. Is this part of the show?
Didn't know that ancient civilizations used a complete darkness as a form of meditation. It heightens the sense and brings out...
That's it. We're done. Good night, everybody. I've had enough of this.
Well, well, well.
All right.
Yeah.
That was another cooking one. What'd you think?
That was chaotic, but it was also really funny.
Definitely,
so,
definitely.
Good job to these guys.
Yeah, no, everybody was working hard. I mean, I think this one was a little bit, I'm not going to say better, like, narratively, but, like, audio-wise,
we
definitely stepped it up from the last one. I feel like, you know, we dipped our toes into it, and now we went into the...
No, yeah, you learn by doing, and we did it, so we
did
learned.
Do it. We did do it. Uh-huh. Yeah. So now I think we're gonna get some people in here to interview about how the experience was for them.
Yeah. Well, do you want to start, Marianne? What did you think of these theater productions?
I thought it was really good. They were really funny. I was just listening the whole time, and I thought the Foley sounds were really good. Actually sounded like some of the people that were speaking were eating, but I think that was just really good Foley sound.
For sure.
But yeah, I'm really excited for our group to do our radio play.
Awesome. Well, thank you for your perspective, and now we'll talk to Sasha about how she felt she did during her production.
It was awesome. It was a lot of fun. I mean, top secret, we only ran through it once before, so I think it went great for the fact that it was not rehearsed.
Sounded great.
I hope the Foley sounded good. I'm excited to look back and listen to that. I don't know. I think the concept was silly, goofy, you know, everything that it needed to be. It definitely was out of my comfort zone because I don't really like screenplay writing or anything like that, but it was fun to be out of my element for a little while.
Well,
you know?
It was really good because, I mean, all of you guys seem to have gotten into your character and it came across very, very believable.
Thank you. Leah, you want to talk about Foley a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I was tasked with doing all the Foley sounds, which was definitely a different experience for me, having to brainstorm, I guess, you know, what sounds can sound like other sounds. But I think it went well. I really enjoyed the sizzling noises.
Those came across
cooking.
Really well over
oh,
the
good,
radio.
Oh, good, I'm glad.
Yeah.
I was a little worried they weren't going to be able to be heard, but I'm glad they sounded good. And
no,
then the plates,
you guys did amazing.
Yeah.
Sorry. Continue. Sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, like, the plates. I think the plates sounded good, too, like rustling in the kitchen. And I think the other three played their roles very well, really conveyed the kind of tense chaos in the kitchen. So
yeah.
I think it went well.
It was really cool to see you guys walk in with your crate full of, you know, little items to use for the Foley. And I'd say you guys optimized them to their fullest.
I think my roommates are going to have a hard time cooking breakfast this morning.
All right. Would someone from the board like to come through and talk about how it was, you know, adjusting and making sure the cameras were good throughout the experience?
Marty, you want to
go? Marty? One second. Sorry. I thought one of the people were going to come through right now.
Zach, are you ready for your radio play?
No, I'm terrified. But it's going to be fun. We talked about it earlier. You know, Bigfoot is going to be a lot of fun to deal with. And hopefully that works out. But you guys will have to tune in next Thursday to find out. Anyways, let's turn to Alex, who was constructing the whole camera situation as well as the audio, making sure everything was coming through right.
Yeah, so that was so much fun. Yeah, I was just working the audio there. Madeline actually was working the camera. So hopefully you guys will get to see that one day. But yeah, hopefully that sounded all right. There's definitely some points in the audio where I wasn't expecting some Foley sounds. I guess I should have been more prepared. But other than that, I mean, I thought it sounded all right. I'm not sure how it came over the radio. Hopefully you guys were able to make out all those Foley sounds and hear everyone very clearly. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. Got to work with this great group of people. And we got some great shows there for you.
No, definitely. Again, yeah, you guys really picked it up. Like, I would say at the beginning it was a little choppy because over here on our side, we were getting a lot of low volumes, then high volumes. But as, you know, they carried out and you guys moved on to the next one, it just kept getting better and better and more consistent. And I'm excited to see how, you know, the audio goes in the next week. I think there's going to be a great shift. But again, like, I really think the audio came out great this time.
That's good to hear. Thank you.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Would you guys like to talk about, like, the inspiration about your guys' scripts?
I mean, yeah, sure. Well, we were kind of thinking about, like, Chopped Gone Wrong, but then when I sat down to write it, I remember, I think it was my freshman year of high school, I was in a play. It was a Woody Allen play. fun stuff, controversial stuff. And I played, like, the crazy chef in this play, so I was kind of just taking inspiration from that, but then also we were trying to figure out a way to make the Foley work because, I don't know, I've never worked, like with anything like this before. Usually, yeah. When you're making, like, a short film or something, it's all digital. So figuring out how the Foley works, I don't know. I think, like, that was my main inspiration.
Yeah. No, it was cool to see that you guys weren't just pulling it out of the YouTube audio library, you know? Like, it was really cool to see it all natural. And again, like, with all the ones you had.
Alex is raising his hand.
Yeah, Alex would like to talk.
Your turn to speak.
Yes, you in the back.
I just had a question for Sasha, or maybe I should have asked Leah, but, like, what can you tell us what Foley sounds or what you use to make your Foley sounds? I think that'd be kind of interesting to hear.
So we had quite a few items on the table. One of them was a stack of plates from my kitchen at home. We had a cup of water and Alka-Seltzer tablets to make the sizzling noises. I brought, like, a bench scraper to be used as a knife to make chopping sounds because you shouldn't carry a kitchen knife around in public. That's risque. And then we just had, like, a bunch of paper. I know that Leah used the script to make a lot of rustling noises. We had a moment before the show because there's one part where we wanted to have footsteps. So we were trying to figure out how that sounded. So I took my shoes off for Leah to test it out, see how it sounded. It was unfortunately too loud, but that's because I'm wearing Doc Martens. And oh, and Marty just said they smell, so.
Oh, wow.
guess we can't be using my stinky shoes.
A lot
but
of
yeah.
judgment in this room right now.
Not very demure.
What did you think, Marty? Yeah,
Marty?
You got a lot to say right now. Might as well put it on the air.
I just think they did a good job. I enjoyed the show. It was fun hosting. And I'm very excited for next week.
Yeah, what is your guys' group doing?
Yeah, so we're doing like a Western-themed kind of like Gunsmoke style. Two cowboys. You got a bounty hunter. We got an outlaw. And I'll just leave it at that. I don't want to give away too much.
Okay, are we diving into, like, the real old Western type films? Like,
oh yeah, we're gonna have ridiculous accents.
Oh,
like,
I'm ready for
any
it.
Cliche, it's gonna like Alex is a Jedediah Smith.
Wow,
my name is a Smokey. You know,
Smokey.
So,
wow,
it's gonna be pretty fun.
I'm excited for the shootouts. I'm sure, it's gonna be amazing.
Yeah, well, yeah,
it's definitely gonna
we'll
be.
We'll
see
nice how it goes.
Standoff scene for sure.
Okay. Well, I'd say for now. We'll get some music going for a little bit, you know, readjust, maybe get a couple more people in the room, and then we'll carry on from here. Thank you. All right. We are here with a couple people from the last show. I would like to hear your guys' perspective on how you guys did.
And introduce yourselves.
Yeah, please introduce yourselves.
I'm Aiden. I played the host of the show, Vince Calloway. Kind of a, you know, he starts off pretty chill, but he gets a little bit more upset as the show goes on. I think it went pretty well for the most part. We didn't, super know how much the mics would pick up our Foley sounds, but from the sound of things, everything we pretty much got picked up, the chewing into the mic was well received and stuff. Overall, I'm pretty happy with how it went. I think it went well. We had a few hiccups here and there, but that's just, comes doing it for the first time. But I think, it was good.
I think it came across amazing. But I happen to have a question for you guys. Who did the boing audio?
There was a boing.
Who was that a part of it,
was that
just someone's
or?
Ringtone?
It's something just make the cows and it's something like a phone call and their audience to have phone call and they need to answer the phone.
Oh, it was a ringtone.
Okay. That makes a lot more sense. We were just laughing in the studio
heard a very faint boing. What was that?
Someone needs to leave the room now.
Exactly. We need to do something the audience are really the parts of the child for the show.
Oh, okay.
That's why I called for quiet afterwards. I was like, "Can we have some quiet in here, please?" It was supposed to be someone in the audience.
Okay,
is being
disrupted. Is Bugs Bunny in the audience?
Yeah, maybe.
Is Elmer Fudd just in there causing havoc?
That's so funny.
But what was the inspiration for this concept and this play?
I forget what it was. I think, part of it was when we were talking about when we were all talking about our ideas in class a couple weeks ago. I forget what it was. Someone said something and it kind of was what if we do a talk show? And I think I might have watched a clip on YouTube or something the night before. But it stuck with me. I was like, wait a minute. We could because obviously it's a radio show, but it's we could have different guests come on. But rather than just being normal guests, they could be disruptive because then we get Foley sounds and just really kind of, I don't know. It just seemed a funny idea. It's take something that's usually kind of commonplace and make it more comedic.
Yeah, it reminds me of when Jimmy Fallon would have Action Bronson or
oh
something.
My God.
And he would just come in there and just
Action
you know,
Bronson
cause trouble.
Is a crazy person.
Exactly.
By
that's
the
kind of stuff I was thinking of.
It was the weird guest.
Yeah.
No, it worked out great,
yeah,
you guys.
Cool.
It was really, really cool.
Yeah. It was super fun.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No. I was just saying it's just super fun.
I have another question for you guys. I like to hear what your guys' favorite Foley was, and maybe from a creative standpoint or just generally it sounded funny.
We think that we are trying to do something that really humor. When the audience heard these talk show and they will laugh when they hear this talk show, they will laugh just from the what are we doing and what's the content of it. It's just a really talk show for them to lose stress or something.
Yeah, I think of all of them, probably the chewing, I think, was our favorite one, just because it's so it's so visceral, you know, you hear it and it's just you get it how bothersome that would be kind of thing. And also it's just I don't know, I think it's a very it's literally authentic. It's a Foley sound, but it is just someone chewing into the mic while someone ruffles a plastic, a bag.
Oh,
like,
really?
No, because there was also, someone was chewing into the mic.
Okay.
But at the same time, we had someone crinkling like a chip bag. So it
sounds
like
you guys layered it.
Yeah.
Wow, that was cool. Yeah, no, it sounded very believable.
Yeah.
No, from mine, it just sounded like chips were being chewed or something. It was it worked out really well.
I also saw some spaghetti breaking. I saw people slurping up Pepsi ?
Yeah, it was. We don't really know what the drink was. Probably some exotic drink or something, because it was coming from the food connoisseur. But yeah, we had because obviously it's when you actually drink through a straw, you don't make a slurping noise. It's pretty silent. So we had to figure out okay, how do you actually make a slurping noise? And so it ended up being a bottle with almost no liquid in it that you then slurp kind of from the top, so it's not super clean flow and makes that slurping sound.
That's cool how you guys had to maneuver around that and ultimately get a successful slurping noise for a straw.
Yeah, for sure. What was the most difficult Foley sound to figure out? like when you were saying like, I want this sound, but I don't know how to make it. What was the craziest one or like the hardest one to figure out?
I think like the spaghetti part may be a part of it because we are trying to make something that we break like a cookie, but like it's hard to really break a cookie in like in the mic, and we're trying to use the spaghetti to try to make the sound. But I think I don't know how it's heard, but I think like breaking spaghetti is like kind of too silent and the sound is too small. So maybe trying a lot of them, like break a lot of them, maybe work well. And I think also we are trying to make the sound effect like there is a blackout in the talk show, and we are thinking about how to make this. And finally, we just use the like the fingers tap on the like bottles to make. I don't know how it works, but I think it's better than like what we think used to be.
Yeah, at the very end, I don't know if you could, it was that pick-upable, but we were trying to simulate like lights flickering out by like hitting a water, like a metal water bottle, to get like a ding sound, to try and get like lights flickering and like going like poof, like, you know, like kind of blowing out, because the whole end of the show is kind of like, oh, chaos starts happening, and like the guy storms out. Vince is like, I'm done with this, like this night has been I'm out of here.
No, yeah, it worked well. We picked it up. So it sounded good.
Awesome. I'm glad that came through. We weren't totally sure how that, because especially since it was like one of the quieter sounds, we weren't totally sure how well it would come through.
Again, like the Foley sounds in the second one came through a lot better than the first. And I think from now on, maybe like we should keep the mics a little bit closer to the Foley sound, because that seems to have solved the problems that we were experiencing. But again, like,
Overall, it went really, really well. Thank you for, you know, talking with us.
For sure.
Yeah, next up we have some cast members from these productions. They want to talk a little bit about their experience, perhaps.
Yes. Please introduce your guys'.
Please introduce yourselves play as well and as what you're involved in. Yeah.
So my name is Siwen, and I am doing the last show. I'm the chewing person.
Hello, I'm Shane, and I was Bob on Flopped.
Awesome. So, again, we've asked everybody this, but I feel like it's still a very prominent question. How do you guys feel like you did? Do you have any hiccups that you're worried about? Was there any worries that were happening midway that you're like, how are we going to adjust to it? Did you adjust to it? We want to know.
So, I've been sick for a couple weeks now, so my thing was I was worried about coughing into the mic and hearing a cough on air.
I could not hear any sort of coughing, so yeah. I think it was fine.
You were so good.
Yeah, very, very good.
That makes me actually so happy.
Yeah, what else?
Like, did you have like any trepidation coming in, or like did you pick your role yourself, or did someone assign it to you?
Yeah, so I picked my role myself, because when we talk about a terrible talking show, the first role I thought about was a food critic, because I think bring food and I mimic the sound of I eating something is something I really want to do. So the most important thing I'm worried about is does I make this sound really real to people believe I'm eating. So I really bring some cookies to this part, and while I'm chewing, I'm worried about the food will fly out of my mouth. And the cookie actually, they stick in my mouth. So I have to try to speak something clear, but let people know I'm eating something.
Yeah, I was about to ask you, like, was it difficult to talk while chewing that much food in your mouth?
Yeah, the duality.
Yeah, I also suddenly put some on the ground. It was a little bit messy.
Oh, I mean, vulcan it up.
You got to get
fine.
Down and dirty for these things,
exactly.
Right? It's a very complex production, and you have to be able to adjust.
To the bit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anything else you guys would like to say about how the whole thing went?
I ended up. So the other question was, did I pick the character, right?
Oh yeah.
I did end up. I named my character. But the name got switched to a different character, and that was okay. Like, I was happier with the character that I ended up with playing in the show versus the character that I was going to be originally.
What was that character?
Yeah.
So, originally, I believe I tried to I named the show director, which was I believe Alyssa's part in the production, but then it got swapped to the cooking assistant, and that was okay. I actually really liked the cooking assistant part. That was fun.
Yeah, you did really, really good.
I was about to ask, did you write that role? Which part did you write, or did you not write at all?
So I wrote about, like, a quarter of a page, admittedly. Okay. I did not contribute as much as I wanted to. I had another class project going on at the same time. So I had to take a leave of absence, sort of. And while most of the work was being done, I was legitimately giving my presentation for that class yesterday. I felt really bad.
Yeah, multitasking in school is always really, really difficult. Especially like, I literally had to skip the last class we had here to actually show us everything that we needed to do for the production just so I could finish an essay for a class that had it at 30% of the entire grade. Like, you never know what's going to happen. But again, like, for you to show up and actually just do the part in, at all, it really shows that you were still committed to the part.
Like, I had a lot of fun with it, especially when I didn't realize that people were going to be chanting Bob. So when people started chanting Bob, I was like, yeah, in the background, like, you couldn't hear me, but I was like going like this, like moving my fist up in the air, being part of the crowd.
Pumped you up, man.
Yeah.
You're ready to go.
Fueled your ego a bit.
I was in character.
Yeah, no, you really leaned into it.
What was your acting process? I'm kidding.
Yeah. In the bathroom, just like do re mi fa so la ti do. Like,
yeah. Bro was doing vocal warm-ups.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was getting there, okay?
Okay.
Like, yeah. Have you ever seen High School Musical where Shermaine and her brother are doing the
Oh my god.
So silly, but like it was like that. Obviously. Yeah, like
how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Exactly.
Oh, what's the pepper one? Can you do the pepper one?
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
And then you can do the reverse if
I can't do that one.
I'm too dumb.
Yeah. I just know the Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
That one? No, that one's also a difficult one.
Yeah, I can't do S's. I used to have a lisp, so. Really? I had a bit of trouble. But,
no, when you did it, it sounded great.
Oh, thank you.
May I ask you guys something?
Oh, sure. We're here.
What's up?
Are you guys ready to do your theater play?
Sure.
Yeah.
This sounds so convincing. I look forward to it.
We should do that
right now.
Yeah.
We'll improv the whole thing.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And then we'll have to take your guys' Foley items too.
Yeah,
that's
we'll
okay.
Steal all your stuff.
Need some donations.
No, there's a couple Foley sounds that I'm really excited to, you know, work out. At the beginning of our theater, there's going to be a shotgun cock. Uh-huh. So we'll see what we can do for that.
I found a toy firearm.
Like a Nerf gun? No,
you know like those pop guns? Like those from like the early 90s? They have them at the gas station.
What?
And I'm pretty sure they could probably make the click sound.
Are you saying like 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
We got to pick some up.
I'm literally going to 7-Eleven like after this.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Good to know. Yeah, we have a couple minutes left, but is there anything
Any
left?
Final thoughts?
Yeah,
Any
final thoughts about the whole experience?
Any expectations you have for next week?
So the most important thing I want to say is never be nervous and don't worry about the effect, because while we are performing, we were all worried about how our sound effect mixed with our speaking. But actually, it turned out great, and everyone said we did a good job, and only us worry about it. So just don't be nervous and relaxing.
Yeah. No, again, like, it was really good.
Yeah.
Like, it was really cool to see, you know, how far we've come from the beginning of the quarter. And where it has brought us, like, this is a lot to do behind the scenes. There's a lot of moving cogs, and it was really, really cool to see us as a well-oiled machine.
Yeah, and it was fun to be, you know, one of the cogs in this machine. And that was really good advice, considering we have to do our play next week.
No, literally, it's going to be crazy. Like, we're going to have probably a lot of hiccups, but that's okay, because that is show business.
And, yeah, you just have, like, first-hand experience, so, you know,
we'll
figure
good luck.
It out. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, we're going to fade things out, you know, take the last couple minutes to listen to a little bit of jazz, but this has been KDRT 95.7 FM Davis. You can find us at kdrt.org online.
We have been Radio Rebel, and have a good rest of your
Radio
day.
Rebel.